愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
在这次灵恩会被安排的时间，跟大家一起来学习以利亚。
The topics that I've been for this spiritual convocation I prepared a series on Elijah。
那用四个题目跟大家一起学习这个人物。
And I will use four topics to study this character of Elijah。
第一个题目是以利亚的属灵复兴。
The first one is the spiritual revival of Elijah。
圣经记载有两个人不经过死亡直接升天。
There are two characters in the Bible who did not go through death and went to heaven directly。
一个就是以诺，一个就是以利亚。
One was Enoch, and second one was Elijah。
那我们在读到创世纪的时候，就发现有一章在提到谁活了几百岁就死了。
We remember from the book of Genesis that there is a chapter that records all the lifespan of all the people who passed away.
在第五章。
In chapter 5 of Genesis.
这个表示人类活到创世纪第五章就有一个结解不开，就是死。
We realize that in Genesis 5 that mankind has a problem and that is the problem of death.
那在第五章里面讲到一个叫做以诺，他竟然没有死。
Yet there was one who did not pass through death, and that was just Enoch.
他一定有什么特别特点，让神能够让他不经历死亡。
There must have been something unique about him that he did not have to suffer death before he passed on.
那另外一个就是以利亚。
And the second person to have such a wonderful blessing was Elijah.
他也是直接升天。
He too went straight to heaven.
那能够直接升天哦，这个生活一定有相当的特色。
For them to be able to go straight to heaven must have had its remarkable qualities in their character or lifestyle.
所以想跟大家一起来学习以利亚。
So we'd like to study Elijah.
在列王记上的十七章。
In 1 Kings chapter 17.
在记载以色列百姓的信仰发生很大的危机。
Here it mentions that there was a crisis.And the religious faith of the Israelites.
如果在十七章的前面，就是十六章的下半部。
If we see from chapter 16, the very end.
十七章是记载以利亚那个时代是亚哈王。
We understand First Kings chapter 17 was during the reign of King Ahab.
那如果我们再往前读亚哈王的爸爸。
In the previous passage, the father of King Ahab.
在二十九节。
In verse 29.
犹大王亚撒。
It was King Asa.
然后在亚撒再往前推。
And the king that was before King Asa.
我就发现圣经记载这个三四代全部都是恶的王。
I realized that all these four generations of kings were all evil, wicked kings.
那就带领以色列百姓去拜偶像。
And they all led Israel to worship idols.
那我们知道，一个国家这个王的带领久了之后，就变成传统，变成文化。
After the kings have set these customs in place, they are now traditions for the people of Israel.
几十年下来，那个社会的文化已经变成拜偶像。
And after 10-some years, the generation of Israelites.Have now turned to idolatry.
所以在第十六章里面提到几次惹神发怒。
And so in 1 Kings chapter 16, we see that God's wrath was aroused.
让神生气这个就没有救了。
And if we provoke God to anger, then we have no hope.
因为神最大。
Because God is the greatest.
那以利亚就处在这个世代。
And Elijah lived in such A time.
那因为神生气了，天不下雨。
And because God was angered, the sky would not give rain.
就有饥荒。
And there was famine.
所以好多人饿死。
And many people died from starvation.
所以在这个时代神要用一个人来把以色列百姓带回来。
It was during this critical time that God chose a man to lead.People to revive their faith.
那神就找到了以利亚。
And God found this man in Elijah.
那我们今天会想我也不是教会的什么工人， 我只是一个很普通的信徒。
Sometimes we cannot identify with Elijah because we may think we're just a normal, ordinary member of the church. We're not a council member. We're not some sort of special co-worker.
那这个以利亚跟我有什么关系？
And so what does Elijah have to do with me?
我们知道我们现在教会的牧养工作越来越难。
We understand nowadays the pastoring work in a church is harder and harder.
我想了很久，为什么牧养工作这么难？
And I was thinking, why is it so difficult to pastor church members?
大概有三个原因。
And I think there are three reasons.
第一个原因就是太早洗礼。
Number one, I think, is because they are baptized too early.
就是道理不是很清楚。
That their roots are not very stable in their faith.
或者虽然很清楚，但是没有 commitment.
Perhaps they were clear, but they had no commitment to follow through.
好像结婚一样，你一定要有一个决心哦，我这个结婚是到死。
And some people, for example, they will take the marriage vows, but they will not really carry it until the day they die.
那你就不会忧虑有离婚的事情。
If they are committed to their marriage, there should be no worries about divorce.
所以在洗礼的时候，如果决心我要跟耶稣跟到死，那牧养就不是很困难。
And today, if we have believers who come to be baptized who are willing to die with Christ, then we should have no problems to pastor them.
但是不明白道理或者是没有 commitment 受洗，好像一个早产的婴孩，很难照顾。
If we are to baptize people who are not ready, it's like having premature children, and it's not a good thing.
第二点，
Secondly,
就是团契。
Lack of fellowship.
所以有的人洗礼完了，教会融不进来。
And some people, after they're baptized, they are unable to become attached to the body of Christ.
那很多人到教会里面来。
In a church, and so many people come to this church.
他是要找他谈得来的人在谈话。
They like to find someone that they can talk to in depth.
那这个圈子有的人他打不进来。
And sometimes some people are unable to come into this fold.
所以这个团契没有做好。这受新受洗融不进来就很孤单。
And if we do not do a good job on fellowships, then the new believers cannot become attached.
如果他能够融进来，像一个大家庭，我们发现很多教会团契做得很好，很少流失。
If they come in as and become part of the big family of Christ, then the follow-up work will be a lot easier.
所以团契很重要。
And so fellowships is very important.
那第三个原因很难牧养，就是现在的家庭失去了功能。
And the third reason why it's very hard to pastor members nowadays is because the family unit has lost its power.
它的 function.
Its function.
其实家庭就是一个小的教会。
Because the family is like a small church.
你看我们现在有的人他不生孩子。
Some people's do not like to have children.
因为这个责任太大了。
Because the responsibility is too great.
你要付出很多。
They have to give a lot of themselves.
有的是生一个，有的是生两个。
So some only bear one or two children.
那我们想想看，新受洗的就是出生的婴孩。
So let's think about it. Those people who are baptized are like little infants.
那家庭没有照顾婴孩的能力。
And if a family is unable to take care or raise this baby.
等于教会里面几十个人没有人照顾的婴孩，那这个怎么去照顾啊？
Then in a church, it will be like having a bunch of babies that have no one to raise.
照顾一个都很难了，几十个没有人照顾，这个很难。
So it will be very difficult for the church to have to nurture over 10 different babies at a time.
家庭是教会的一个单元，教会是有很多的家庭组成的。
A family is the function or small unit of the church.
那家庭就是一个小的教会。
And the family should be a small church within a small unit within the church.
如果每个家庭能够牧养自己家里面的人，
If every family can take up its task of pastoring its own members,
那这个家庭很有力量。
Then this family will become very powerful.
那这样的教会组织起来很有力量。
Then this type of church composed of strong families shall be a strong church.
所以为什么说这个以利亚跟我们每个人有关系呢？
And that is why today Elijah has everything to do with us today.
因为我们的责任就是要复兴我们家庭的信仰。
Because our responsibility is to revive our family's faith.
我们现在有很多的事情都钱能够解决。
There are many things in life that we can solve with money.
你如果公立学校不好。
If you don't enjoy your public school.
把小孩子学坏，你也可以送到私立学校。
You can transfer them to a private school.
甚至送到基督教的学校。
Or send them to a Christian private school.
这个可以解决。
And these problems can be solved.
假如功课不好，你可以请家庭教师。
If you have children that are not good with their homework, you can hire a tutor.
但是就是信仰没有办法外包，信仰也没有办法别人替我们解决。
But raising godly children is not something that can be outsourced.
这个是父母本身的责任。
This is the personal responsibility of your parents.
所以每一个家庭至少要有一个人像守望者。
And so in every family there should be a watchman.
站在属灵的高处来看我们整个家庭。
To stand on a high point from a spiritual level to view our family.
来引导他们。
To lead our family.
带领他们。
To guide our family.
牧养他们。
To pastor our family.
来支持他们。
To support our family.
使我们的家庭能够在信仰上越来越健壮。
So that our family can become stronger and stronger spiritually.
那如果这样来想。
And if we think from this perspective.
那以利亚就是我们每一个人的责任。
Then Elijah shall be our role model that we should imitate.
这是我们需要来思想的。
And so we should study the character of Elijah.
那神拣选以利亚要做什么？
And what is the purpose of God choosing Elijah?
真的以利亚的工作是从十八章开始。
His work actually began in chapter 18.
就是他去见亚哈王。
When he went to meet King Ahab.
这个是十八章开始是以利亚的时代使命。
And this was his mission during that generation.
那十七章是以利亚的属灵复兴。
And chapter 17 was the spiritual revival of Elijah.
我们要复兴我们的家庭，我们要先复兴我们自己的灵性。
We cannot revive our family unless we first revive the faith, our own faith.
因为我们是带头的，我们是守望者。
We are the leaders, we are the watchmen.
如果我们没有先复兴我们的灵性，
without reviving our own faith,
我自己的信仰都保不住了，那我怎么去带领我家人的信仰？
We cannot even guard our own faith. How can we go and take care of our family's faith?
但是当我们能够信仰能够健壮起来，
but if our faith becomes strong,
那我们就能够去照顾我们的家庭。
Then we can take care of the members of our family.
所以圣经里面在记载施洗约翰。
And so, the Bible records about John the Baptist.
说他是有以利亚的心智跟能力。
He had a spirit and a quality of Elijah.
可见这个以利亚的属灵复兴，一个关键就是心智能力。
And so, There is two characteristics of Elijah, which is his spirit and his power.
英文叫 spirit, 也是说以利亚的精神，以利亚的能力。
So spirit represents the power or the mentality, conviction of Elijah.
那这个就在列王记上十七章里面说记载神要怎么来复兴他。
And so we can see how God revived Elijah's own faith in 1 Kings chapter 17.
这是值得我们来好好来思想。
So it's worth our consideration.
所以我们每一个人如果我们关心教会的圣工，
Every one of us who are concerned of the holy work of the church.
我们很希望教会能够复兴。
We like to see the church revived.
当然提一大堆建议这也是好的。
We can make many suggestions, which is good.
但是如果大家都提建议，没有人在追求，这个叫怎么去复兴？
But if everyone only makes proposals, but no one is there to execute proposals, then we are still at a standstill.
第一个，我们本身要灵性上要复兴。
And therefore, we must expect ourselves to revive our own faith.
那第二个，我们要带领我们的家庭复兴。
And then we can revive the faith of our family.
那如果大家都有这样的自觉，都有这样的去做法
，If everyone have all this common understanding to do likewise,
那这个教会就复兴了。
Then our church shall be revived.
所以从个人的家庭，从整个教会，如果我们真正的关心，它的起点就是从我们的家庭开始。
And so we need to recognize that the beginning point of a church revival begins with our own family.
那神要复兴以利亚。
And so God would like to revive the faith of Elijah.
第一个就是差他到基利西旁。
The first thing he did was to send him to the brook of Cherith.
我们看列王记上十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神的话临到以利亚。第三节。
Verse 3.
你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Verse 3, get away from here and turn eastward, and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
如果我们读到十八章，
If we read to chapter 18,
以利亚面对四百五十个先知。
When Elijah had to have a showdown with 450 prophets.
这是一个非常重要的时刻。
This was a critical moment.
能不能挽回以色列百姓的信仰，就在这个时刻。
In that very moment, he had to see if he could help revive the faith of the Israelites.
但是神大大的用以利亚之前，竟然叫他藏在基利西旁。
Yet before God was able to use him in such a great way, God commanded him to hide himself at a brook Cherith.
所以我们在看圣经里面的人物，像摩西做了很多的工作。
For example, when we see Moses in the Bible,
但是摩西藏在旷野牧羊四十年。
He too had to have a period where he hid himself for 40 years in the wilderness.
那他服侍神是四十年。
And when he served God, he served also 40 years.
也可以说，他自我灵性上的操练提升，跟他真的在服侍神的时间是一样长的。
And so the time span for him to cultivate his spirituality was equivalent to the time that he served God for 40 years.
那以利亚也是一样啊，不是神一拣选他就叫他行神迹。
And that was likewise with Elijah. Elijah was not called by God immediately, he performed miracles.
他需要有一个属灵的预备。
He first had some spiritual preparation.
那预备好了，神才用他。
And after he was prepared, then he was used.
因此我们每个人很想服侍神，这很好。
And so every one of us who desires to serve God is very good.
但是很想服侍神，不一定神就马上给我们机会服侍。
But even though we may have this desire to serve Him, doesn't mean that God will give us the opportunity to serve Him.
有时候神把我们送到一个我们都想不透为什么我要的地方去操练我们。
Sometimes God will send us to places we never imagined we'd go to.In order to train our faith.
或者说让我们遇到一些我们自己没有想过的事情。
Or sometimes we may encounter things that we never imagined.
我们刚刚遇到的时候，我们也很不愿意。
And perhaps when we're facing these trials, we are very unwilling.
也不晓得为什么。
We don't understand the reasons.
有时候要经过一段时间，再回头过来看说，原来神的意思是好的。
But it's not after we have gone through these trials that we realize.And looking back, that it was God's good will that we should suffer in this way.
所以在最危险的时间里面，神总是有他的计划，用他的人来做一些事情，来带领他的百姓的信仰。
So during times of crisis, God will always appoint His people to do great things.
那今天很可能神就是用你，用我。
And today, God.May be calling you or calling me.
那从我们的家庭来开始。
And that is start with our own family.
那在基利西旁，到底以利亚有什么？
And what was the training that Elijah received at Brook Cherith?
如果我们再回来看十七章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 17.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你要喝那溪里的水。我已经吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。第五节。
Verse 5.
于是以利亚照着神的话去住在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
Verse 4. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
以利亚什么？
And what did Elijah do?
以利亚只有神的吩咐跟应许。
Elijah had only the promise and the command of God.
除了这个，什么都没有。
Elijah had nothing other than these two things.
空手去啊。
He went empty-handed.
那弓手去要吃什么
？And what can he eat？
神说乌鸦要叼饼给你吃。
But God promised that the raven shall feed you。
那我要喝什么
？And what can he drink？
我就喝溪里面的水。
I can drink the water from the brook。
没有生活比这个更简单的了。
There is no lifestyle that is more simple than this。
吃乌鸦叼的饼，喝溪里面的水。
To eat the bread and the meat given by the ravens and to drink from the brook Cherith.
但是以利亚的心智能力、属灵复兴就在这么简单的生活里面得到的。
And yet Elijah was able to gain the heart and spirit and strength and spirit from just doing such simple things.
所以我们在看一个生活好跟不好，有两个方向。
When we evaluate whether or not a person's life is good or not, there are two things we can look at.
一个方向就是世俗。
And one way is to look at the material aspect.
这是我们每一个还没有信主以前的观念。
And this is something that people who do not yet believe in God will look at.
啊，我们的生活就一定要有什么有什么，这个叫做好。
And we will all have our expectations of what is good in this life. If we don't have these components, then we don't have a good life.
那如果没有什么没有什么，这个叫做不好。
And so if we consider we don't have such and such possessions, then we will say we have a bad life.
这个是因为没有神。
And this is because we lack God.
那没有神，人就当神了。
Without God, we are our own gods.
所以我们就认为这个样子最好。
And so we determine what is best in our lives.
那大家都没有神。
And if everyone do not have God in their lives,
所以大家觉得这个好就变成文化。
Then everyone thinks this is good, then it becomes part of our culture.
那文化很有力量。
And the culture is very strong.
好像洪水一冲来，你被冲着走。
It will influence everyone and sweep them away in the winds of change.
好，那我们信主以后。
And after we believe in Christ.
什么叫做好？
And what is good?
圣经里面说，从神来的。
It is no longer determined by us, but is determined by God according to the Bible.
是美善的，是全备的。
Everything that is complete and good according to the eyes of God.
从神来的，他是众光之父，没有黑暗。
In Him there is no darkness because He is light.
那什么是从神来的
？And so what is that from the Heavenly Father above?
当神把我们安排在基利西旁。
When God has arranged us to go to the brook Cherith.
这在神看起来是好的。
This is good in His sight.
那个就是好的。
And if He thinks it's good, it is good for us.
所以我们的观念不一样。
And so our concept has changed.
好坏不是用世界的标准，是站在神来看。
What is good or bad is not according to our worldly standard, but according to God's standard.
所以在这个时刻里面，以利亚只有带着神的应许到基利西旁，什么东西都没有。这个是好的。
Elijah believed in the goodness of God. He had nothing other than the promise and the command of God, and to go alone to the brook Cherith.
因为在这个环境啊，就建立他的心智跟能力。
Because it is here that his heart and spirit was built up.
好，那我们先想想看，
and that's
在基利西旁
，at the brook Cherith，
肚子饿怎么办
？What happens when he's hungry？
你就要想神。
Then he has to think God.
神啊，你说要叫乌鸦叼饼给我吃。
Oh, God, you promised that you will give me food from the ravens.
你是信实的神。
You are a faithful God.
你讲的一定会实现。
Everything you do will come to pass.
那我现在肚子饿了。
And now I'm hungry.
主啊，怎么办
？Lord, what should I do?
所以我们人就想神。
And if we keep calling out to God,
那神就差遣乌鸦，就饼就来。
And then God will send ravens to feed us.
没有其他的来源。
There is no other solution.
这样第一餐，实现了我的中餐解决了。
And this first meal appears, and my lunch time is fulfilled.
第二餐肚子又饿，怎么办
？But then the next meal, dinner time, I'm hungry again.
也没有看到乌鸦。
I don't see the ravens.
你就抓住神的应许，神啊，你说乌鸦叼饼，我肚子饿了。
Again, we would.Hold on to the promise of God and say, God, you promised food from the ravens. Where are the ravens?
乌鸦又来了，饼又来了。
Then we witness the coming of the ravens and the bread and the meat.
那这样一天两天，一个月两个月。
And after this passes every single day for 1 month, 2 months.
接下去我们就不会忧虑了。
And afterwards, we will have no worry.
为什么
？Why?
因为每天神都叫乌鸦叼饼啊。
Because every day God is arranging. ravens to feed us.
神是可信的。
Because God is someone we can trust.
神的能力是大的。
His power is almighty.
所以活在神的应许当中。
And if we live under the shadow of His promise,
只要我有信心。
As long as we have faith,
我的生活就没有问题。
My life will be without problems.
所以在那个环境里面，我们专心仰望神，我们跟神的关系就建立起来。
And during the time of our life, we are building our relationship with God by relying on Him through every single issue we face.
因此，我们就看我们现在的生活。
And today, when we look at our lifestyle,
我们现在的生活太丰富。
Our life is too abundant.
当然，这也是神的恩典。
Of course, we may attribute it to the blessing of God.
但是太丰富，我们的心呢，静不下来。
But when we have too many material things, our heart cannot be quiet.
那这个心静不下来，我们跟神的关系建立不起来。
And if we do not have a quiet heart, we cannot build a personal relationship with God.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
那拜神要用心灵跟诚实。
And those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
当我们东西太多。
And when we have too many possessions,
这里分一点心，那里分一点心，那里分一点心，那里分一点心。
Every single possession will demand our time and our heart.
不容易专心在神的事情上。
It will be very difficult for us to concentrate our whole heart on God.
所以耶利米书说，你要专心寻求神，如果专心寻找，就必寻见。
And so Jeremiah says to focus all your heart and seek the Lord with all your heart, all your soul.
不是没有神啊。
It is not that there is no God.
是我们很难专心。
It is because we are unable to seek God with all our heart.
所以就很难找到神。
And so we are unable to find Him in our search.
那有一个专心的方法，就是生活简单。
And one way to make us to be able to focus better on God is to simplify our lives.
所以叫到达到西利篇，东西全部都拿掉，只有神跟你。
And so when Elijah is sent to the brook Cherith, we should be sent there too. So everything's removed except God.
你知道吗？当一个人对神的应许有体验以后
，After a person has experienced the promises in God.
如果你那个时候在基利西旁放两个冰箱的东西
，In the future, if you are to put two refrigerators at the brook Cherith,
以利亚可能觉得说这个不需要了，反正我祷告神就叼饼来，乌鸦就叼饼来了。
Perhaps Elijah will say he has no need of these refrigerators because God will be faithful in providing all the food through the ravens.
所以当我们对神有信心，
So once we have faith in God,
你就发现我们不一定要拥有很多在那里建筑我们的安全感。
We realize that we don't need to build up a nest egg in order to make us feel secure.
我们的安全感是建立在我们对神的信心。
Our security in the future is based on the fact that we have trust in our God.
神养活麻雀。
If God can feed the sparrows in the air,
神装饰百合。
If God can make the lilies of the field beautiful,
我是神的儿子。
I am the son and the daughter of God.
神一定会看顾我。
God will surely watch over me.
当我们有这样的信心的时候，
And when we have such great faith,
你就发现其实生活本身这个可以很单纯。
And then we'll realize that it's actually very easy to live a simple life.
所以在基利西旁这个很单纯的生活里面，
So living in a simple life like the brook Cherith,
以利亚的心智跟能力得到复兴。
Elijah's heart and spirit was revived.
因为他的心能够安静下来，真正来仰望神。
Because his heart was stilled and calm before the Lord.
那今天我们的生活要怎么能够单纯？
So how can we simplify our life today?
第一个从每一天的生活开始来想。
We begin by our everyday life.
再来从我们整个人生的目标。
And we look at our overall life goals.
我们先来看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。
Verse 2.
要思念上面的事，不要思念地面上的第三节。
Verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。第四节。
Verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这个地方在讲要思念上面的事。
Colossians 3 verse 1 to 4 talks about setting our mind on things above.
然后要追求在上面的事。
And to seek after things that are above.
那这样啊，我们人就会重新得力。
And this is how we can revive and revive our power.
特别说不要思念地面上的事。
To regain your strength. So specifically says here not to think of the things on the earth.
因为你们已经死了。
Because we have died.
所以这个地面的事如果会让我们分心。
So if the things on the earth will make us distracted.
那一些事情能够减少越来越少越好。
Then we need to limit those things on this earth.
我常常见证我在一个非洲的一个体验。
And I often testify on my experience in Africa.
有一年我跟同工到非洲去。
One year I went with co-workers to Africa.
他带一个 Walkman 去。
When he took a Walkman with him,
那个时候我很羡慕。
And I really envied him.
我也有 Walkman 啊，为什么我没有带来？
And I thought to myself, why didn't I bring a Walkman too?
第二年我就带了。
So the second year, I brought a Walkman.
那你带一个 Walkman 去，你要带那个时候是录音带啊。
And so if you have a Walkman back then, you had to bring cassettes.
那也不能一个月，那个时候一出差都两个月啊，两个月听一个录音带。
And so if we at that time we were assigned for 2 month stretch at a time, so I had to bring more than one cassette.
那你既然要多听一点，就录音带要带一堆啊。
And so I had to bring a whole bunch of cassettes to last me for 2 months.
那非洲的电池转两下就没有电，所以要从美国带电池去。
And the African batteries are no use, so I had to bring the batteries from the United States.
所以每次搬来搬去就是一堆 Walkman 电池录音带。
And so wherever I go, I always had a bundle of my Walkman, my batteries, and my cassettes.
但是当你在听 Walkman, 你要特别去找时间来听，不然你带去要做什么？
But then if I have to listen to Walkman, then I have to find time in the day to listen to it. Otherwise, why did I bring it?
但是你听的时候，你看到非洲人在看，你又很忧虑，会不会来偷？
But then when you're listening to a Walkman, you look at the Africans looking at you, and you're afraid that they're thinking about stealing your Walkman.
所以刚刚开始的时候，祷告就夹在两个腿中间。
So in the beginning, when I was praying, I would put the Walkman between my knees when I'm praying.
那个时候我才觉得说，这个到底是享受还是累赘？
And then I started to consider, is this an enjoyment or is it a curse?
那一次以后我就不带。
And so after that time, I never brought Walkman again.
工作很忙，但是如果真的有时间。
And so, even though we're very busy, if I ever have time,
拿一个凳子到非洲看天空，非洲的星啊非常亮，因为没有电，
then I would
很黑暗。
Bring a bench and I would sit outside and look at the beautiful stars in the sky. The African sky is so beautiful because there's no electricity there.
再来，因为没有杀虫剂，很多蚊虫什么都有，这个交响乐。
And so, since there's no pesticides, there is a cacophony or orchestra of beautiful insects singing.
六点钟准时，公鸡就在叫，鸟就开始在叫。
At 6 a.m. on the dot, the rooster will call and the birds will sing.
忽然间，我发现大自然的美啊，比 Walkman 还好啊。
Then I learned to appreciate the beauty of nature that God created, which is far superior than Walkman.
不必钱啊。
Well, it is free.
又简单。
And it is simple.
你看到大自然，从心里面真的感谢神、赞美神。
And it's very pleasurable as I look at the creation of God in the sky.
真的神。
And I praise His name.
神造的最好。
And so what God has created is better than what we create.
因为有时候教会的工作常常坐飞机。
And a lot of times when I take airplanes because I'm constantly assigned abroad.
坐久了，我就看人都头戴一个那个 noise cancelling 那个 headphone。
And then I noticed that people wear something called noise cancellation headphone.
我一直在想，我要不要买那个？
I was thinking maybe I should buy one too.
不但没有噪音，而且可以听音乐。
Then I could listen to my music and avoid all the other noises around me.
我想了很久。
And I was thinking about this for a long time.
搭飞机10个钟头。
Because when I'm on a plane for over 10 hours.
你睡了5-6个钟头。
You may sleep for 5 or 6 hours.
真的听只有一两个钟头。
And so what you have time to listen to is 1 or 2 hours.
那一个箱子到处跑，这个累赘，到现在我都没有买。
And so if I were to buy it, then it would be a burden for me because I have to carry it everywhere I go.
那噪音怎么办呢？两个耳塞就解决了。
And so how can I take care of the noises around me? I discover a simple solution, which is just put 2 earplugs.
所以很简单就解决了。
And so I solved my problems.
我搬家好几次。
And for example, I also moved many times.
第一次搬家。
The first time I moved,
我以为几天就可以打包好。
I thought I could finish packing in just a few days.
但是想不到东西里面越搬越多。
I didn't realize that the more I package things, the more things appeared.
那个 truck 明天要来，到今天晚上还没有打包。
And the truck, moving truck was coming tomorrow, yet we were still not finished late into the night.
就发现有很多东西真的是用不着。
I realized that there are many things that we will never use that we own.
所以搬家搬越多次，东西越少。
And so the more often we move, the less things we'll have.
那以后那个包裹如果放在那边一年不必用了，大概也可以丢掉。
And so I discovered a simple rule. If I don't touch something for a year, it's probably something I don't need.
又跟我太太讲，不能够说 on sale 便宜就买。
And then I told my wife, don't buy things just because it's on sale.
需要才买。
We only buy if we really need it.
那你东西越少，你就发现家里很清静，很好。
If you have less things, then you'll feel this clear mind and this calm, tranquil feeling.
所以怎么让我们不会被地上的东西绑住？
And so how can we keep ourselves from being in bondage to the things on this earth?
就是如果能够简单更好。
It is to simplify our lives.
现在我全家都有 iPhone, 只有我没有。
So everyone in the family now, in my family, has an iPhone.
我一直在想，要不要买 iPhone?
And I was thinking to myself, do I need an iPhone?
我找到很多理由可以买 iPhone。
There are many excuses for me to buy one.
也不需要 GPS.
Then I don't need a GPS.
也不需要照相机。
I don't need a camera.
有很多很多好处。
There's a lot of good reasons to buy an iPhone.
但我在想如果我没有 iPhone, 有什么不好？
But then I was thinking that if I don't have an iPhone, what is the problem?
想到最后也没有什么不好。
And then I thought there is no negative impact to an iPhone.
因为虽然很方便但是你常常就要去查一下，上网一下，做这个很多的分心。
Because if I can constantly be connected, then I'll constantly be checking emails and going on the web, and it's going to disturb the quietness of my heart.
但是我很羡慕很多同龄还是能够很专心，这个感谢神。
But yet I admire how some members are still able to be concentrated even though they have iPhones.
但是对我来讲，好像没有比好，
But for me,
没有比有好，所以到现在还没有。
I think it is still better for me to be without an iPhone.
所以我们的一生如果在属灵上这个心智不要跑掉，
And so,
生活要单纯。
We need to have a simple life in order to keep our hearts in Christ.
那第二个就是我们整个人生的目标。
And secondly, we need to set our life goals.
我们现在看希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他因着信就在所应许的地方做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟应许的以扫、雅各一样。这里讲亚伯拉罕在迦南地生活很简单。
So verse 9 says, Abraham lived in Canaan very simply.
他做住帐篷。
He dwelt in a tent.
他的心态好像做客人。
And his heart was as a sojourner.
所以他就生活很简单住帐篷。
And so he lived very simply.
那既然做客人，他到底到最后要去哪里？
And since he was a sojourner, where would he go at the end?
第十节。
Verse 10.
他等候那座有根基的城。
For he waited for the city which has foundation,
就是神所经营、神所建造的。
Whose builder, maker is God.
那个就是天国。
And that is the kingdom of heaven.
所以生活怎么能够简单？
And so how can we simplify our life?
我们就问一个问题：我最后要去哪里？
One question, and that is, where will I end up after I die?
我最后要去天国。
And if we can answer that, I will go to heaven.
所以我现在就做客人，每天一直走天国路。
Then we'll be willing today to live like a sojourner.
那如果这个抓住了，
to pass day by day, and if we grab onto this principle,
你就发现很多事情其实可以不需要有。
And we realize that there are many things we don't need in this life.
特别是对我们会分心，会把我们的心拉到地上，很多事情你可以不需要有。
Especially things that will grab our heart and pull it down to the earth, we need to let go of it.
所以我们旅行越多，你发现行李越简单。
The more that we travel, the lighter our luggages will become.
为什么？
Why?
因为多了反而是一种累赘。
Because we learn that it is a burden to have to carry so much.
那人生也是这样啊。
And so life is just like this.
如果我最后就是要上天国。
If we know that our final destination is in heaven.
会影响我走天国路的，我尽量都把它拿掉。
Anything that distracts us from this goal should be removed.
那这样我们才有力量。
And then we can gain power.
我们这个精神，属灵的精神才不会跑掉。
And the spirit shall then be kept.
我们才会重新得力。
And then we can revive our faith.
因为得力在乎平静安稳。
Because in repentance and rest will be our strength.
我们心要平静下来，才能够得到力量。
So we need to have confidence and trust in the Lord to calm our heart.
那心要平静下来，生活要单纯。
And so our heart must be still, and our lives must be simple.
那这样我们就有以利亚的心智跟能力。
And then we shall gain the spirit and heart of Elijah.
那第三个就是安息日的单纯。
And thirdly is to have keep the Sabbath.
我们要重新得力啊，安息日很重要。
How can we regain our strength, renew our strength every week?
六日要劳碌做工。
To keep the Sabbath for 6 days, we will toil.
我们如果到非洲，不能这样讲，不能一直强调安息日。
When we go to Africa, we can't teach them too much about Sabbath.
这安息日要休息，因为他们已经休息六天了，你再休息就七天都休息了。
Because in Africa, they rest for 6 days, and then if you tell them to rest on the seventh day, they'll rest also.
所以在非洲要强调前面一句话，六日要劳碌做工。
So in Africa, when we teach them, we emphasize the first part of verse, which is in 6 days you shall labor and toil.
有一个老姐妹说她晚上睡不着觉。
One of the elderly ladies said she cannot sleep at night.
要吃安眠药。
She had insomnia.
后来孩子女儿都生了儿子。
And then later her children had grandchildren.
她自从照顾孙子以后，天天不要安眠药，很好睡。
But after she had to take care of the grandkids, she could sleep easily because she was exhausted.
因为六日劳碌做工，晚上回家很好睡。
For 6 days, she will labor and toil, and so she can rest on the seventh day.
那这个第七天。
And on this seventh day,
我们要分别出来。
We need to separate this day from all other days.
所以这个叫安息日，不叫安息时。
And so this is called Sabbath.Day, not a Sabbath hour.
虽然说聚会大概到三点钟结束
，and although our Sabbath ends at 3 o'clock,
也最好不要在四点钟 make appointment.
Make sure not to make appointments at 4.
为什么？因为你如果四点钟有 appointment, 你到两三点就开始在想。
Because if you have an appointment at 4, then at 2 or 3, you start thinking about it.
这个聚会怎么这么长
？And you start thinking, how come the service is so long?
讲道人时间到还不讲
，Why doesn't this person finish his speech?
那我们的心没有办法专心。
And our heart cannot concentrate.
那如果我们在安息日全天就是以神为乐
，But if we enjoy the Sabbath in the Lord,
就很容易专心。
For the whole day will be easy to concentrate.
就是很容易重新得力。
Then our hearts can be renewed and refreshed.
因为没有分心的事情。
Because there's nothing to distract us.
所以基利西旁。
And so the brook Cherith.
这个就等于主耶稣在橄榄山上。
It's just as Lord Jesus was on Mount Olives.
是很安静的。
It is very quiet.
是很单纯的。
It is very simple.
是让我们能够专心的。
It is a place where we can calmly seek after God.
这是我们得力的地方。
This is a place where we can renew our strength.
这是我们每一个人自己需要去创造的环境。
This is a place that we must find for ourselves, every one of us.
唱词。
Sing him.
16首。